إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درود شریف پڑھ لیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه was extremely mindful when it came to selecting his own governors, officers. He made sure that they went through that process of mujahada, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not an easy ride for anyone to become the governor of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And the conditions were extremely difficult. Today, if you attain that post position, you're a counselor, MP, whatever, the difficult part is over. Once you are in that position, it's at times much easier for you. Scholars have mentioned that it is easy to be or to live as a citizen of the Muslim Empire than to be answerable to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Some of these conditions were extremely difficult. Before appointing anyone as a governor, Mu'arrikheen, Muslim historians, have written in the books some of his conditions, that the governor must not ride on a Turkish horse. The governor must not ride on a Turkish horse. These were very fast horses, very expensive, and only the rich could afford them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, no one, none of the governors are to ride on Turkish horse. They are not to eat from unsifted flour. They are not to wear clothes that are of fine quality, very fine clothes, as in stitched clothes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an also made it clear to the governors, none of them are to have guards, no bodyguards, no security guards, no one to look after them, no one to protect the front door. On the contrary, he said that your office doors must be open for individuals, for the needy people at any time. These are just some of the terms and conditions to become the governor of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. On top of that, very innovative, very different. It is said that when it comes to leadership, statesmanship, administrative capacity, who could touch Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala? He was the best example for Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Uthman, and even for Amir Muawiyah, and for the entire period of all the Khilafat that came until the Ottoman Empire. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is the best model. Scholars have mentioned that there were four great leaders in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Mughira bin Sha'bah radiallahu ta'ala, and the youngest from then was a man whose name was Hazrat Ziyad. Hazrat Ziyad was the only companion who was not given that position. He was not appointed as a governor in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He was only 16 years of age. Subhanallah. At that age, he was gifted. He knew how to govern. He had authority over people at that tender age of 16. But he was not the governor of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Something very new. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had set up an office, Al-Maktabatu Taftish, an office in which investigation was to take place. Not looking for terrorists, but looking for faults in the governors. If anyone was to file a complaint against the governors appointed by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, that complaint would be recorded into a file, and that file was kept in that office in Madinatul Munawwara. It was Al-Maktabatu Taftish, an investigation office. And the man in charge was Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama. Now Muhammad bin Maslama, his power and authority is even greater than the governor's. He could walk in any city. Now the governor is the highest rank position in any city. He is only answerable to Amirul Mu'minin Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. So whatever the governor says, that is, the ita'at of the governor is farz. And his ita'at is to Darul Khilafah, the capital city in Madinatul Munawwara, the one who is in charge, the Amir, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Now overall, the man in charge of all the governors is Muhammad bin Maslama. He is the man given the responsibility. If there is a complaint, he could walk into his office, go to the masjid, to the Jamia Masjid of the city, listen to what the people have to say about this governor, and whatever he says, he had the power to move that person from power, or even to explain to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab what we need to do. This was a very high position given to Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama. Now that would not mean that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala in rank were junior to Muhammad bin Maslama. This was just a selection made by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar himself says, the reason why I gave this position to Muhammad bin Maslama is once I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exiting Madinatul Munawwara for a military expedition, and he left Muhammad bin Maslama as his deputy in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Umar says that I gathered the man who is the deputy of Rasulullah is a man who is Amin, the one who is trustworthy, the one who cannot be bribed, the one who cannot be bribed, the one who will not look at friendship, the one who will not look at the status of the governors, the one who will only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was very close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama. Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama was the one who would take care, making sure that the entire system of Khilafat, which is in the hands of the governors, is functioning in accordance to the Quran and to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this office was set up and everything was written and recorded. Subhanallah al-Azim. It is said that once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was walking in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, and a man said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Amirul Mu'mineen, here you are wearing simple clothes. You are the leader of the Muslimin. Allah has given you this status, maqam, Amirul Mu'mineen. But look at your governors now, enjoying life, living lavishly. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, my governors enjoying life? Hazrat Umar was very careful. He would do istikhara before giving khilafat to anyone, before appointing him as a governor. And he said, who do you refer to? He says, well, I refer to, now at times in one city you had three governors. Like Syria, you had, it's a vast area of land. So you had governors appointed in each area. In Egypt, you had one individual whose name was Ayaz. He was the governor of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They said that Hazrat Ayaz is a man who has a bodyguard for himself. When he walks, he's got someone behind him, a bodyguard. And also he is wearing stitched clothes, fine, very thin material, beautiful stitched clothes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately called for Muhammad bin Maslama and said, Muhammad bin Maslama, go straight to Jazeera. That is the area of Hazrat Ayaz, which is in Egypt. So from Madinatul Munawwara, he goes to Egypt. to see if that information that individual has given is right or wrong. If it was wrong, again, this person has to go through the whip of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He came to Egypt, he met the people, and he followed Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala and followed Hazrat Ayaz, and he noticed that there is a man behind him protecting him, a security guard, a bodyguard, someone who protects him, and there is also a guard on his front door. Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama also noticed that he was wearing beautiful clothes, stitched clothes. When the information was correct, Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama said to him, Amirul Mu'mineen wants to meet you in Madinatul Munawwara at once. He said to Muhammad bin Maslama, do you allow me to change my clothes? Subhanallah. Everyone feared Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. Now this was something that was jais, remember. Allahu Akbar. But the standards of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was so high. So high. And in fact, nothing would bypass Hazrat Umar himself when it came to implementing the rules of Sharia on himself. And inshallah we will go over that. It is said that once he was in the marketplace, his sunnah was to hold a whip in his hand. We find some of the scholars who have an asa in their hands, holding an asa, which is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And definitely it is mentioned in the Quran, Musa alayhi salam had his asa, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. And so that Umar would have a whip. Now this man whose name is Abu Salama, he was walking very slow, very slow, blocking the path of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his routine checking in the marketplace, making sure the prices are right, everything. Nobody is ripping off anybody. Koi chor to nahi hai shahar mein? Allahu Akbar. Now this individual is walking so slow. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and took his whip out and very slowly, lightly whipped him. But as he was about to whip, Abu Maslama slightly turned and it hit the edge of his clothes. He understood Amirul Mu'mineen is behind me. Straight away he turned away. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and very quickly started walking. The next day, Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen came to meet Abu Salama and said to him, Abu Salama, I want to speak to you. Have you got intention to perform Hajj this year? And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I have not performed Hajj. I have got intention to perform Hajj, inshallah, this year. He said, come with me. He took Abu Salama to the house. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, from his own savings, gave Abu Salama 600 dirhams. 600 dirhams, and he said, this is 600 dirhams to you, to assist you for Hajj. And this is in compensation of what I did to you yesterday. So Abu Salama is saying, Amirul Mu'mineen, what did you do to me yesterday? What did you do to me yesterday? He said, well, I had whipped you. He said, I couldn't feel anything. I didn't sense anything. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said to him, you didn't see it, but I saw it. I fear on the day of Qiyamah, Allah might question me, Umar, were you in that position to whip someone, to indicate to him to move out of your way? And in compensation, I am asking maafi from you and giving you 600 dirhams so that you can perform Hajj. Allahu Akbar. What ihtiyat, what taqwa did Amirul Mu'mineen have? Subhanallah al-Azim. Going back to Hazrat Ayaz, Hazrat Muhammad bin Maslama said, no changing of the clothes. You are going to come in this state, in the clothes, immediately to Madinatul Munawwara. When they reach Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is already given information that Muhammad bin Maslama is coming with his governor. When he came, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came close to him and started touching his clothes. What is this? What is this? The promise that you made. Every governor, what is this? And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, These are clothes, sometimes I have a choice, I put them on. He said, I have even heard that you have a bodyguard, someone who guards you and protects you. He said, yes. He did not lie. Sahaba were pure people, tabi'een were pure people. Amirul Mu'mineen immediately said to him, take off your kurta, the top section, and gave him a shawl which was of coarse wool, and wear it. And as a form of punishment, for a few weeks, you have to graze the goats in the jungle. Graze the goats in the jungle. Now this is a governor. For a few weeks this punishment was given to him. He came back to Amirul Mu'mineen and he started crying and he repented on the hands of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Only then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an reinstated him and gave him his position of a governor. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, immediately, if any governor was abusing power, even if it was not to his own standard, but to the standard of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, if he did not meet his conditions, immediately he was taken out of that position. You have the people of Hims and the people of Kufa in Iraq. The Kufiyin were people who would always nag and complain about the governors selected by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Hims was another region. And in Hims, Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir was appointed as a governor. Hims was a location, they would call it Little Kufa. Little Kufa. It was not like Kufa. They called it Little Kufa because the people would always complain, like how the Kufiyin would complain, even the people of Hims would complain of the governors. And they complained to such an extent, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an himself came to visit the people of Hims. When he came to Hims, Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an was the governor. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came to the Jamia Masjid of Hims and invited everyone there. The whole of the Hims came. Here you have the Amirul Mu'mineen in Hims. And Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir was also there. He said to the people, Amirul Mu'mineen is here. The governor that I have appointed is in front of you. You have a lot of complaints about Sa'id bin Amir. Tell me, what are the faults in Sa'id bin Amir? A man stood up and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, the problem with Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir is that he does not attend to the needs of the people in the early hours of the morning. In the early hours of the morning. From the period of Ishraq to just before Zawal. In the early hours of the morning, he is not there. Someone else stood up and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, in the night, Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir does not attend to the needs of the people. So if it is night, the emergency service, nahi hai. Everything is shut. Someone else stood up and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, we have noticed that once in a month, the governor does not attend to the needs of the people until the time of Asr. Only when it is Asr, he comes out. Once in a month. And at times, the fourth person stood up and he said, we have seen this condition. We are not sure if he is fit enough to be the governor. But at times he falls unconscious and he remains in that state for a few minutes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an looked at Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir and said to him, can you answer what the people of Hims have said? Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I did not want to disclose that which is my private matter. But because I am answerable to the Khalifa, I will explain everything what they have said. Everything what they say is the truth. The reason of my delay, in the early hours of the morning, I have no servants in my house. I am alone, single. I have to take care of my domestic needs, to cook food and to clean the house. After Ishraq, it would take me a few hours. And immediately, once I have done my domestic needs, cooking the food, he did not even have a wife for him to cook the food. Everything was done by this one individual who was the governor. It is about the time of Zawal, or just before the period of Zawal. That is the time I come out. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at Sa'id bin Amir and said, I accept this from you. If this is the reason, it is accepted. Now why are you not there for the people in the night? He was a great Sufi, Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir. He said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I am the governor. The daytime is for the people, the night is for me and Allah. Allahu Akbar. The night is for me and Allah. He would stay awake in the night until Fajr. So I have no time. For me, the night is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to worship Him. During the day, it is for the people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala even accepted this from him. And thirdly, the reason why Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir would be absent every 2 weeks, he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I only have one set of clothes, what you see. For us today, it is something that we can't even imagine. Open up the cupboards and you have everything. 5, 10 jackets, mashallah, trousers. We have so many shoes, everything. Nothing in retail, everything in wholesale. Everything is in wholesale. But for the companions, literally, only one set of clothes. And we are talking about the governor. And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, if you look at the material, this material is very thick. It takes time. When I wash it, rinse it, it would take many hours for it to be dry. And when it is dry, that is the time I come out and attend to the people. And that is just after the period of Zuhr, after Misle Sani, just before Asr. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and said to Sa'id bin Amir that I accept this from you also. And his condition of at times he would fall unconscious. He said to Amirul Mu'mineen, I remember in Makkatul Mukarrama, the Quraysh, the Kuffar, would torture Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala and they would cut every piece of his body, the flesh, and they would say to him, would you want Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be in your place? Hazrat Khubayb would scream and say, Wallah, I would never abandon the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even if a thorn was to prick my Nabi, the ruh would come out and would depart from my body. This was the love that Khubayb had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I witnessed that entire scene of how they tortured Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an. I fear that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question me, why did you not assist Khubayb? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an looked at him and said to him, you were not a Muslim. You were not in that state of Iman or Islam. So Allah will not question you. He said, these are the pictures, the memories of what happened to Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an. It is fresh in my mind, and when I think of Hazrat Khubayb, I fall unconscious. This is the reason. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an looked at Sa'id bin Amir, embraced him and said to him, Alhamdulillah, my selection of governors is right. It is all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not fail me in my intuition, in my selection, who I selected. Later on, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala reached Madinatul Munawwara, he sent a sahabi with 1,000 dirhams as a gift to Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir. When that man came with 1,000 dirhams as hadiyah to the governor, Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir took it. And when that person went, the ambassador, the messenger of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he called one of the individuals and said to him, distribute all the coins, all the dirhams to the fuqara of Hims. In one day, 1,000 dirhams were given in charity. These are the governors selected by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. They were not dictators. They did not abuse the power. In fact, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, people were free to file a complaint against the governors. And at times it was wrong. It was accusation. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an would still listen to them. His system was very unique. It is said that every year at the time of Hajj, all the governors would come to the city of Makkah and would meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And this was the biggest ijtima of all the governors. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would give them nasihat. Subhanallah. These are the governors, my respected brothers. So many governors. We can talk about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. At the same time, we need to remember Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was also very careful. Very careful. We have seen one side of him, that he was a man of temper, very angry. He would punish someone very quickly. But we forget he was a man who obeyed the Quran by the letter. By the letter. Allahu Akbar. It is said that one night, the daily night patrols of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an heard a man singing, and he could even hear musical instruments that were being played. A music to halal hai ya haram hai? Umar? Haram. Are you sure? Okay, haram. Umar gives fatwa, it is haram. That is fine. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an walked in the direction of that house. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala noticed that someone inside is singing and all the musical instruments are there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala very quietly scaled the wall of his premises and entered the inside section of his garden, and he was outside. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to him, stood in front of him and confronted him. Kya ho raha hai bhai? What are you doing? Instruments here? And you are singing? Allahu Akbar. Batteries are gone. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, you disobey the commands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst in Madinatul Munawwara. You are singing with musical instruments. Now this man, talk about freedom of speech. He stood up in front of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, I have violated one command of Allah, one hukam. You have broken three commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, what are the commands of Allah that I have violated? Now, a citizen, someone who is in the wrong by singing, is saying to Amir, the Amir of the Islamic Khilafah, that what you have done is wrong. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ, don't spy on anyone. What you did is spying. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ, Allah is saying, don't spy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Secondly, when you come to visit someone, enter in their homes from the front section, from the main entrance. You climb the wall, you scale the wall. You didn't come from the front entrance. And finally he said, Allah has mentioned in his kalam, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Don't enter a house that does not belong to you, but first by greeting them, saying salam to them. You have not done salam to me, I can see anger on your face. So who is wrong, Amirul Mu'mineen? Are you wrong or am I wrong? And talk about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the fear that he had. He literally obeyed the verses of the Quran. Though he was in that position, but his iman, the level of taqwa, literally taking the verses of the Quran, he came to that man who was singing and said to him, you are right, I am wrong. Can you forgive me if I overlook at your sins, what you have done, will you forgive me and my sins? That individual, that singer, came and he kissed the hands of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are not wrong, I am wrong, I want to repent and make tawbah and istighfar on your hands. Allahu Akbar. These were the great leaders, the great governors, and the citizens of the Islamic Empire. Subhanallah, anyone could come and file a complaint against the governors, even the Amir, Amirul Mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, ya Rahim, ya Kareem, ya Allah, hamari is majlis ko qabool farma. Allah, hamari is majlis ko qabool farma. Allah, jo musalman pareshan hal hai unki pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Rahim, ya Kareem, hamara khatima bil khair ho. Allah, hamara khatima bil khair ho. Allah, sahabai kiram ajma'in ki muhabbat hamesha ho hamare dil mein. اللہ ہمیں صاحب قرآن بنا صاحب سنہ بنا نستغفرک و نتوب الیک سمعنا و اطعنا غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین